हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन रावण चारी रावण चारी जय राम I'm not afraid. नंद बिहारी श्री राधा माधव की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी सुदर्शन चक्र की दाई गौर प्रेमानंदे प्रभुपाद की नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाल्ये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट गोपाल राधा गोपाल टेम्पल जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी सुदर्शन चक्र श्रील प्रभुपाद दिस वंडरफुल कानू गार्डन फॉर थर्सडे इवनिंग भगवद गीता क्लास द रेगुलर डिस्कशन ऑफ भगवद गीता इज नाइन्थ चैप्टर एंड वर्स 20 टुडे इज द 20th वर्स फॉर डिस्कशन Bhagavad Gita, Yatha Rupa, as it is a foundation of Krishna conscious movement. Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface, our Krishna conscious movement is based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is historical, it is authentic, and it is natural. Srila Prabhupada has written the three words. So this Bhagavad Gita, it is historical because it was spoken, there's a schedule when Krishna spoke this 5,000 some 200 years. And he gave the information that before that he spoke to the sun god. And and which means it is for universal, it has a universal application. The first student of Bhagavad Gita, if his sun God and the only one sun is giving light to the whole world, so one message of Bhagavad Gita will enlighten the whole human civilization on the planet. So this is actually universality of the Bhagavad Gita by Krishna giving message to the sun God. It means universal application. So ninth chapter is most confidential knowledge. Most confidential knowledge is the knowledge of loving devotional service to Krishna. That is the most confidential. Love is most confidential. So most confidential, it means there must be some more confidential than some most, then it is the most confidential. Confidential, more confidential, most confidential. So Srila Prabhupada, the knowledge given in second and third chapter is confidential about the soul, different between the soul and body, the material nature and the Supreme Lord, and their interrelationship. The knowledge given in seventh and eighth chapter is more confidential because it describes the relationship of the soul with the Krishna. But the chapter 9 and 10 is the most confidential knowledge. So it is the pure unalloyed devotional service. Now in 9th chapter, this verse 20th, before we start, the key verse for all these other verses which are after. So Krishna is speaking, one avajananti mam mura. The people, they deride me. There are three categories. Janati, those who know me. Ajananti, those who don't know me. And avajananti, those who deride me or belittle me or disrespect me in one sense. So there are three categories. Janati, jo jante hain. Ajananti, jo nahi jante, those who don't know. And avajananti means they disrespect me. So there are three categories. So first he said, avajananti mam mura, they are fools. Manusham tanum ashritam, when I appear, they think that I have taken shelter of human body. They don't know my transcendental nature, that I am the master of all the creation. They don't know this. Avajananti mam mura. Manusham tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto. They don't know my supreme nature. Param bhavam ajananto mam bhuta maheshwaram. I am the master of all the creation. They don't know this, so they are avagya. And what is the result for them? Moghasha, mogha karmanu, mogha jnana vitesh. Whatever activities they do, they are all befuddled. No result for their work. No result for their jnana, for their knowledge, there is no result. But then immediately Krishna says, on the other side, Mahatman Astumam Parat Devim Prakrsham Artrita. On the other side, there are great souls. They are under the protection of my divine internal energy. And they know me. These are they. Mahatmanas tumam parat devim prakritim ashrita bhajante mam ananya manaso gyatva mam. Gyatva, they know me. Gyatva means know. They know me. So they know me. The others, they avagya. And how can we know these Mahatma? How can they be recognized? Satatam kirtana yanto mam yatatanscha drada vrtaha. They are always glorifying me. Kirtan, Srila Prabhupada, chanting Hare Krishna is Nam Kirtan. When we recite Bhagavatam, this is Leela Kirtan. Leela Kirtan means the pastime of the Supreme Lord. When we describe, this is also called Kirtan. Then there is a Dham Kirtan. When we glorify the Vrindavan, there is Dham Kirtan. Then there is a Rupa Kirtan. When we glorify the beautiful form of Supreme Lord, transcendent form of Krishna, Tribhanga Lalita, when he has three-banded form, he has a flute in the hand, peacock feather, Braha, Peedam, Natwar, Vapu, when we describe, that is called Rupa Kirtan. So four Kirtan at least, Vaishnava accept four Kirtans. Nama Kirtan, Rupa Kirtan, Leela Kirtan and Dhamma Kirtan. They all are transcendental. See, all these four are Kirtan. Recitation of Bhagavatam is Kirtan. Bhagavad Gita is also Kirtan. Sukhdev Goswami is Kirtan Acharya. What he was doing, speaking Bhagavatam, is Kirtan Acharya. He is Kirtan Acharya, right? So he is speaking Bhagavatam. There is a Leela Kirtan. Satatam Kirtana Yanto Maam. Krishna says, Maam means they speak about me. Yatatam Stadradavartaha. And they are very careful. They have vows, dradavartaha. They have dradavartaha. They have firm vows that they will chant 16 rounds every day. They follow regularity principle. They take vows. It's not that. This is the difference between the common religious pious people and Krishna conscious devotees. The Krishna conscious devotee have commitment. Normal pious people has no commitment. They have no commitment. Unhone koi drad sankalp nahi kiya hua hota hai. They don't have a commitment. Mandar jayenge, well, we can go. Yes, we are devotee. We can go sometime. But no commitment. So this is the main difference. Commitment means you offer some activity to Krishna, and devotional service means activity. No activity, no devotion. It's anusilanam. Silanam means activity, cultivation. It means when you sow the seed, then you have to give water and then you have to take care of everything. So devotional service is the active process. It is a activity. And they have no commitment. So pious people, this is the difference between the Krishna conscious devotees and generally pious religious people, because they have no commitment. Dridvartaha namasyantasya mam nitya namasyantasya mam. They always come and offer obeisance to me. It means they come to the temple, then they pay obeisance. Where they pay obeisance otherwise? When you want to do namaskar, well, you will do. There must be presence of Supreme Lord in the form of deity. So there is need of the temple for paying obeisances. Where do you pay obeisance otherwise? Namasyantas maam, you have to pay obeisance. Where you pay obeisances? It must be, there must be person. Namaskar. Namaskar. Namasyantas maam bhaktya nitya yukta upas. It's not every day. It's not one day they come and pay obeisance. Nitya, every day. Yukta, engage in devotional service. Upasate, they stay always near to me. Upa means near, Aste means sit. They sit near to me. So now there are two groups. One, they deride Krishna. They don't accept Krishna. Avajananti. Avagya karte hain. There are other, they are janati and they are devotees. In between the two extremes, there is a verse 15, which is a very critical verse. So, you just chant verse 15, then we will say what is in the verse 20. Alright? Verse 15, please repeat. Jnana yagnena chapyanya yajanto ma upasate ekatvena prithaktvena bahuda Vishvato Mukham. So this verse is intermediate between the two extremes. Those who disrespect and those who are great devotees. These are the two extremes. But this is the middle one. This is a middle path. Gyan Yagnin Chapya Anya, the others. Anya means others. Apart from these, there are Anya, they worship me, yajanto maam. Yajan means worship. They worship me. They worship me, upasate. Upasate means they perform the all puja for me. How, which method? Gyan yagnena. Gyan yagnena. So with knowledge. Who are they? Number one, ekatvena. Ekatvena means they think I am Brahm. They worship themselves as Brahm. This Somgraha Upasana, thinking of me as a god. They are not Mayavadis, they are Brahmavadis. They don't, because already Mayavadis are excluded as Avajananti. So they are not, these are not Mayavadis. They don't disrespect the form of the Lord. But they accept the Supreme Lord as Brahm and they think themselves as Brahmavadi ekatvena. Prithiktvena bahuda. Bahuda means many. Prithiktvena means separate. There are many demigods, they are also representative of Supreme Lord. They consider demigod worship as worship of the God. This is called Pratik Upasana. Pratik means representative of God. All demigods are representative of God. So they worship any demigod and they think we are worshipping God. This is called Pratik Tuena Bahuda. And the third is Vishwato Mukham, universal form. So now there are three other categories. The Krishna says they are also worshipping me. They are not Avajananti, they are not Moghasha Moghkaranam, they are not excluded, they are in between. Now, these three, Srila Prabhupada in purports writes, Vishwata Mukha is the best from devotional aspect. Number two is Prithiktvena Bahuda, even worshipping different demigods as representative of God is next. And Ekatvena from devotional point of view is lowest. This is from devotional aspect of observation as Srila Prabhupada has given. Since Prabhupada's main purpose of establishing Bhagavad Gita is to establish the mood and mission of Krishna, and that Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface, Man Mana Bhav Mad Bhakto. Krishna has many instructions in Bhagavad Gita, but there is one order, Bhav Mad Bhakto, become my devotees. Instructions are many, but order is one, Bhav Mad Bhakto, become my devotee. So we have to follow the order. Instructions are many, which are for the different people, for the different level, but the order is one. So, Srila Prabhupada has this way he discussed the subject matter. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, intellectually, when you, with a approach of knowledge, the first stage is, you see, what is really great? The great is this whole universe. This whole universe is great. See, how big is this whole cosmic manifestation? So, universal form is material. Universal form of the Supreme Lord is material for the neophytes. Right? Is it the, in a second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is called first stage in God realization. First stage in God realization, that is called a Virat Roop. There is a Vishwa Roop and there is a Virat Roop. So, this is material. When somebody worship nature, there are many people they worship nature. They like nature. Oh, great, beautiful nature. They are nature worshipper. And they consider God as nature. It's okay. But this nature sometimes become really very disturbing. Tsunami, earthquake. Sometimes all of a sudden everything is annihilated. So they say, oh, there must be somebody controlling nature. There must be somebody on the top of the nature. Why the season change? Why there is a rain at particular time? Why the sun is moving every day? So there must be some in charge for the different functions in the material world. They are higher. So then they next go from the concept of the material universal aspect to the demigod as in charge of the different departments. Ultimately all this material universe is annihilated at this means there must be somebody beyond that all. And they reach to the concept of, well, I want to remain forever. But this is neither the universe is forever, nor the demigods are forever. So who is living forever? There is no difference between me and him, because my desire is to be live forever. So they come to the Brahma realization. They come to the stage, I and Brahma are one. So this is a philosophical understanding from the universal form as a mater to the demigod as a person in charge of the different departments, and then the Brahma as the supreme impersonal aspect of the Supreme Lord. But devotionally, Śrīla Prabhupāda writes in purport that those who they meditate on themselves, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am same as the Supreme. Prabhupāda said, this is also one type of God worship. Why? In one sense, it is better. See, in one sense it is better, at least then they know that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. So they are at a spiritual platform. So in that way they are respected. And then next is Śrīla Prabhupāda writes in purport, even mother, father, they are also representative of God. They should be respected. They respect the God. They represent the God. Like the demigods, they represent the God. So there's a polytheism then the worship of many. There's a many, worship of the many. So these three types are further described throughout Bhagavad Gita afterwards. Now the universal form verses, this is 15, 16, 17, 18, 90, 20, they are describing universal form. Everything universal. And after that, there is a demigod worship and their comparison. Then 11th chapter is complete universal form. Whole description. 12th chapter is started with the question, ekatvena. Those who worship you as a Brahma are the one, those who worship you as a Krishna, who is the best. So this 15th verse goes till 12th chapter. In 12th chapter this question is based on this verse. Arjuna vach evam satyukta ye bhakta asmam parichap yaksharam avyaktam akshar avyakta Brahma. And Tvam, you Krishna, who is the Yoga Vitma, who is the best? So now, after this, the verse which is for today are in between, these are actually verse of the universal, say, Bahudo, this is called Ektoena Prithviktoena Bahuda, Vishvato Mukham, in a universal aspect of the God. So these verses describe universal aspect of the God. So the next verse is verse 16. Aham kartor aham yagnah swadha aham aham aushadam mantro aham aham evajam aham agner aham uttam. This is the process of worship. Universality is that kartur. Kartur means the yagya according to the Vedic prescription, and yagna is according to the Purana. So same, the two words kartu and yagna has same meaning. But kartu is what is in the Vedas, and yagna is what is prescribed in the Puranas. So kartu aham, but what is the difference? There is a very similar verse in the 4th chapter, 424 I think. Brahma uttam, Brahma yagno, Brahma agnim, Brahma uttam, there it is called Brahma. Everything is Brahma. But now the evolution in Bhagavad Gita is, what is in the 4th chapter as a yagna is a Brahma, now he says I, from Brahma to I. So it is a evolution from the, anybody remember this 4th chapter verse? Brahma arpanam Brahma havi, Brahmano agni, Brahma hotam, Brahma evatena, gantavyam, Brahma karma samadhina, where everything is Brahma. A very similar verse, aham kartu, I am yagya, aham yagna, I am yagya. Swadha aham, what you offer in the oblation, I am aham aushadam, and all the paraphernalia, all the oshadi means the herbs which we put. Mantra, aham, what will say? Aham. The aham here is, Brahma is now evolved into aham. So Krishna is in gradually he is bringing to the personal worship. So this is the verse, and the next verse is verse 17. Pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitamaha vaidyam pavitram omakara rikasam yajur evacha. This is universal. It means everything, whatever you think. Pitahamasya jagato, I am the father of this jagat. I am the father. Mata dhata pitamaha. My mother, I am father, I am pitamaha. Like Brahma is also one of the guna avatar. He is my expansion. Like that, they are all me. This is actually can only be explained on basis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bhed Abhed Tattva. The father also, Prabhupada in this purpose says, you worship the father as me. Like Vedic mantra, tumeva mata cha pita tumeva tumeva bandhu cha, ya matra devo bhava pitra devo bhava. It doesn't mean that his father is God. What it means actually, that's because father is part and parcel of the God. So he is non-different from God, but he is also different from the God. So this is Prabhupada has written like you worship mother and father as God because they are part and parcel of God. So this is very technical. Vedyam Pavitram Omakar. I am the Om in the syllabus Om in all the Vedas, which is the most purifying. Rikasama Yajura Evacha, all these four Vedas I am. And then he says in 18th verse, this is the verse for today, huh? So let's read this verse for today. Gatera Bharta Prabho Sakshi Nivasaha Sharanam Soher Prabhavaha Pralyaha Sthanam Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam. Gatir. Gati means destination. Where you want to go. Gati means destination. Gantavya sthan. Kahan pahunchna hai. And the another meaning of gati also is the speed. Gati means also how fast you go. But here gati means the ultimate destination. Krishna says, Gatir, I am the ultimate destination. So Srila Prabhupada writes, ultimate destination is Krishna. Some know this and some don't know this. But everybody is following Krishna, either directly him or his material energy. There is no third way. Either you directly recognize Krishna and go to the Krishna, or otherwise you will go to the Krishna but indirectly through material nature, which is also Krishna, but indirect. So I am the gati. And then Srila Prabhupada speak how I am gati. Vaidesya sarver ahameva vedyo, by all the Vedas I am to be known. So I am the ultimate destination for everybody. Bharta means one who maintain. Bharta means one who maintain. Whatever the necessities of the life which are needed for the living entities, they are all provided by nature, by God. It's not provided by any man. Everything which is necessary for the existence of the creation is provided by God. He gave the light, he gave the air, he gave the rain, and then from rain the food grains are produced. So all this is naturally carried out under this supervision of the Supreme Lord. So he is Bharta. He is not only that one, when we reach to the 15th chapter, he is not only providing all this, but he is sitting in our stomach and digesting whatever we eat. Just we put the food in the mouth and after that we have no control. How everything, what we are putting in, how the essential elements are taken out, put into the blood as a energy to supply to the whole body, Who is doing all this? Aham Vaishvanro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashrita Pranapan Samayukta Pachami Anam Chaturvidam. I am situated in everybody's body as a Vaishvan or Agni. And I am digesting all your food, whatever you are eating. And then I am maintaining the balance of everything. What you have consumed and how it can be utilized. So I am doing all these things. So he is not only providing, but this is like a mother. He is cooking for us, he is digesting, and then he is keeping everything in order. All the solid thing on one side, all the liquid on the other side, and everything, but no disturbance. It is a big hassle for the Matajis to clean the kitchen after cooking, but who is cleaning everything inside? Who has this big operation going on inside? No labor, no worker, no visa, nothing. Something is going on. So how complicated job is inside, taken care of. Everything is cleaned completely, automatically. How is this? Krishna says, I am birth, I am mata, I clean everything, I maintain everything, I digest everything. So bharta. Bharta means one who maintain. Prabhu. Prabhu means master. I am master. And Sakshi means witness as a Paramatma. This Krishna is speaking as Paramatma. As a Paramatma, he is bharta. Because he provides for everybody. But as a Krishna, as a Bhagavan, he has a special inclination to devotees. With devotees, not Sakshi. With devotees, he is Name Bhakta Pranashyati, he is a protector. He stands by the devotee. So this is as a Paramatma. In 13th chapter, he says, same thing. Sharanam Suhrada here. And there these words are Gatirbha Sakshi, I am witness. I am witness as a super soul. Sakshi, huh? Updrishta Anumanta Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Updrishta Anumanta Bharta Bhokta. Updrishta means I see from above. Anumanta means I have sanction. I sanction something. So Prabhupada was giving example of sanction. He said, how God sanctioned? He said, I have personal example, Srila Prabhupada says. My son was small and there was a fan running. He wanted to put a finger in the fan. So I was stopping. My friend said, no, you slow down the fan and then you let him put his finger inside. Then he will get a little pain, then he will understand that he should not put finger. So Prabhupada said, I slowed down the fan. Then I put a finger inside, and then he was crying. Then I said, now I'll go and put. He said, no. So Krishna Anumanta is like that. Guarded, he gave you whatever you are wanting, but you will immediately be dissatisfied and you cry, no. So this is called Anumanta. Doesn't mean that he gave permission, then you go and enjoy. He is giving you because you are insisting, but it is not for your good, so you will have an experience and you say, I don't want this anymore. The Prabhupada said, this is the meaning of Anumanta. So Sakshi means he is a witness. And which verse Srila Prabhupada quote for Sakshi? On a tree two birds are sitting. One bird is a Jivatma, which is enjoying the fruit of this body as a tree, of his karma, good or bad. The other bird is witness. He is super soul. He is simply waiting them as a good friend. And he is a witness simply. So this is the meaning of witness as a super soul. In a 13th chapter, there is a two kshetragya. The body is a field of activities. Kshetra means the field of activities, zameen. And who is actually knowing the kshetra? The farmer. The farmer who knows his own land, he is one kshetragya. But the government has a record, revenue has a requirement of all the lands. They are ultimately the controller of all the lands. So the super soul is a second kshetragya. One kshetragya is soul and the other kshetragya is super soul. Kshetragya, one super soul is only knower of his own body, but a super soul is knower of all bodies. Concept of super soul is only in material world. There's no super soul needed in spiritual world. Because Supreme Lord is directly there, there's no need of super soul. So super soul is Kshirodaksha Vishnu, it is only for material creation. So, Gatir, Bharta, Prabhu, Sakshi, Nivasa. Nivasa means shelter. Generally, Nivasa means home. Nivasa means place where we reside. So, ultimately, Krishna says, I am Nivasa. You all have to come ultimately to me. Nivasa means I am the shelter for everybody. And also, after Nivasa is Sharanam. Sharanam means shelter. Nivasa and Sharanam, there are these two words Srila Prabhupada has translated. Nivas is abode and Sharanam means refuge. It is my abode and I am the refuge. Even you come to the abode, you have to surrender to me. It's not that in the home, but you are not independent. You know, sometimes you say, I reach to my home and then I'm the owner of the home. No. You reach to the home, but still you have to surrender to the Supreme Lord, because ultimately He is the father and the gati of the home. It's not we reach to the home and then we are independent. No. There again reach Nivas and then Sharanam. Then it appears sometime, this is, he is speaking as a super soul, as a Paramatma. Oh, I am Prabhu, I am controller. Oh, I give you everything, Bharta. You have to take shelter of me. Then Krishna somehow looked towards Arjuna and he felt, so Hrita, I am well-wishing friend. I love you. So he is speaking as Bhagavan, Suhirtha. Oh, I love you. I am in everybody's heart because I have a affection for my devotees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that Paramatma, which is super soul with 400 form, become immediately Tribhang Lalit Shyam Sundar for the devotees. That same super soul for the devotees become Krishna, Shyam Sundar, within their heart, and he manifests himself as a Shyam Sundar. He cannot keep himself as a super soul for the devotees because he is Suhirda. For the devotees, he manifests his personal form. Paramatma is a universe for everybody, but the super soul is pure. That is the word used in the Bhagavatam is Praveshta Karana Randhanam Swanam Sarorvam Swanam Sarorvam. Sarorvam means on the lotus of the heart, and Swanam means as they meditate on me in whatever form I appear, in that form in their heart. Whatever form they are focusing and serving me with devotion, I appear in that form. That is the meaning of Suhirdha. So Suhirdha means, so means same. Hirdha means heart. So this is the word, Dilbar Dost. You know, Dilbar Dost. Ek dil mein rehne wala. So I am living in your heart. There one word is Suhirdha, one is Suhirdha. And the other word is Suhadar. Suhadar, Parikshat Maharaj is saying, Krishna, you are my Suhadar. Sahadar, Udar means belly. So we both, brother is called Sahadar, brother is called Sahadar, because he appeared from the same womb, same mother's belly, they both appear, so he is called Sahadar. So for Parikshat was saying, Krishna, you are my Sahadar, because you came into the womb of my mother Uttara. So that, because you, I have a very close relation with you. Sometime it says Bhisham Pitamaha was waiting for the Uttarayana. Uttarayana, generally what is the meaning of Uttarayana? When the sun goes in the northern direction by Makar Sakranti and 14th January, the Uttarayana starts for 6 months. It goes till July sometime. That's called Uttarayana. But the spiritual meaning of Uttarayana means Uttra yas ayanam sa Uttarayana. Uttra yas ayanam. It is the womb of the Uttara which becomes the place for Krishna to enter. So actually, Bhisham was waiting for Krishna to appear, not to the auspicious time, but for Krishna to appear. Krishna is Uttarayan, because he entered into the womb of Uttara to protect Parikshit. So Krishna is also Uttarayan. So that is called Sohrada. Sohrada and Sohrada are two words. Sohrada means as a super soul in the heart of every living entity, and Sohrada means brother. So sometime Krishna enters into the womb also. Like Balaram, for Balaram they appear from the same womb, so they are Sohrada, they are brothers. And after this he is saying Prabhava Pralaya, Sthanam. Generally Prabhava means creation, and Pralaya means annihilation. So whatever is coming out from him. Prabhava, where is the whole creation goes? It enters into Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So it is coming from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So therefore the belly of the Supreme Lord is abode for the whole universe. Tav udara vishvasya dhamane. This is what we sing in Damodarastak. Namaste astu dhamine spurit srub de dhamine. Then tvadiya udara artha vishvasya dhamane. Your udara, your belly is vishvasya dhamane. Whole universe is taking rest in your belly. So when there is a creation, it is coming from the belly of the Supreme Lord. And when annihilation, it is entering into the... But Srila Prabhupada has another explanation for this. He says, for protection, we go to Krishna. And for annihilation of our miseries, we go to Krishna. So he has a different also meaning of these two words in the purport. For protection, we go. Prabhava means for keeping us, we go to the Krishna. And for Pralaya means for destroying our miseries, we go to the Krishna. So Prabhava means creation generally, and Pralaya means annihilation. All that I have sthanam, and sthanam, the ground. You know, one of the subject matter of Bhagavat is sthana. Sthana is one of the 10 subject matter of Bhagavatam. Sarga visarga sthana. Sarga means primary creation by Vishnu, visarga means secondary creation by Brahma, and sthana or Vaikuntha Vijaya, 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where there is a geography and astronomy, that is called sthan lila. That is called sthan lila. And Krishna says, I am sthanam. All this is resting on me. Sthanam means resting place for everything. Sthanam and nidhanam, resting place, ground, nidhanam. Nidhi means treasury, nidhanam, resting place. And the last word is bijam avyayam. Bijam means seed, and avyayam means say word is vaya means expenditure. If you have say 1,000 rupees, you spend 500 rupees, you have only 500 left, so 500 is vaya. Avya means you spend but it remains same. That's called avya. Avya means after expenditure there is no diminution in the total amount. So that seed, normally when we put the seed in the soil, seed disappears. So seed is finished. But Krishna as a seed of the universe is avya. Is not destroyed when universe is created. When universe is created by Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, it's not that Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is finished. But what to speak of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu? At that time Krishna is playing on flute in Golok Vrindavan. He has nothing to do what is going on in the creation. He is just enjoying there. All these three Vishnus, they are like a CEO for CEO. These are the chief executive officers for the creation of this material world. Krishna has nothing to do with this. He is in his Golok. He has only one business. Play on his flute, go with the cowherd boys to herd the cows and calves, and then play with the cowherd damsels of the Vrindavan. He has no other business. Brijajana Ranjan, he only gives pleasure to his Golok Dham. He has no other business. All this business is for the Vishnus. They take care of all these things. So they are bijam avyayam. I am the seed, but it is inexhaustible. It is everlasting seed, I am. So now the translation. I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and annihilation, the basis of the everything, sthanam, the resting place, and the eternal seed. So this verse is actually describing the one aspect of the universal form. So this set of the verses is describing Krishna as the basis of the universal form. Because this is the 15th verse says, Vishvato Mukham. Vishvato Mukham means universal form. So all these aspects, and Srila Prabhupada's gear, Gati means the destination where we want to go, but ultimate goal is Krishna, although people do not know it. One who does not know Krishna is misled, and his so-called progressive march is either partial. Either partial means, if you don't know Krishna, then partial means Brahma realization. Going through the Brahma Jyoti is partial. Like jnanis or the yogis, this is partial. Partial means for jnanis and yogis. They don't know the ultimate goal is Krishna. They know ultimate goal is merging in Brahma Jyoti. They know ultimate goal is going to meditate on Paramatma. So it is partial. Either partial or hallucinary. Hallucination means you think I am enjoying, but actually no enjoyment. And this hallucinatory is actually the heavenly planet. Because you go there and one day you have to come back here. So this is a little hallucination. What is actually hallucination is a medical terminology. When people take drugs, they think that I am enjoying for some time. But ultimately they come back to the same stage. So going to the heavenly planet is little hallucination. Then you come back. So actually these two words, partial and hallucinatory, describe, hallucination describe, karma is going to the heavenly planet, and partial described the jnani is going to the Brahma Jyoti. So this Prabhupada has just given these two words, which is this is the meaning. There are many who make as their destination different demigods, and by the rigid performance of the strict respective methods, they reach different planets known as Chandra Lok, Surya Lok, Indra Lok, Mahar Lok, etc. But all such lokas or planets being creation of Krishna are simultaneously Krishna and not Krishna. Such planets being manifestation of Krishna's energy is also Krishna, but actually they are only as a step forward for realization of Krishna. So if the people go to those places, they are in Krishna, because they are in the energy of Krishna. It's like that, I am living in Bahrain, yes? That's one way, because we are living here. This is the whole country, so everything belongs to this king, but it's not like that I am living in the king's home. Yeah, there's a difference between that, living in Bahrain and living in king's home, there's a difference. Yeah? King is also living in a Bahrain, but he is the owner of the, he is the king of the whole country, we are not the king. We are also living in Bahrain. So this is simultaneously, this is the best example is government and the king. Government is a energy of the king, which is impersonal. King is a person. So those who are living, going to the different demigods, they are in the material creation of Krishna, which is energy of the Krishna. But they are not in the Krishna. They are in the Krishna and they are not in the Krishna. They are in the Krishna because they are ultimately in taking shelter of the energy of the Krishna. But they are not in the Krishna means they are not actually personally with Krishna. So this is the difference of Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. Such planets being manifested Krishna's energy are also Krishna, but actually they serve only as a step forward for realization of the Krishna. To approach the different energies of the Krishna is to approach the Krishna indirectly. One should directly approach Krishna, for that will save time and energy. For example, if there is a possibility of going to the top of the building by help of an elevator, Why should one go by staircase, step by step? But still people now, even today, you see, I want to do little exercise by going through these stairs because it will keep me fit, right? I don't want to use elevator. Yeah, this is a consciousness nowadays. And also people say, oh, you walk on these stairs. Right? I want to go by a staircase, not by the elevator. I don't want to take chant Hare Krishna. I will do meditation and yoga. Okay, go and do yoga and meditation. So, what Srila Prabhupada is speaking actually is that there is a direct way to approach Krishna and there is an indirect way. Everybody is going to Krishna. There is only one path. People say there is only one path. Tell them yes. Road is one. One is going towards Krishna and one is going away from Krishna on the same road. You understand? Huh? They are on the same road, but they are going against the path of Krishna, and some are going to the Krishna and some are going against the Krishna. They are on the same path. They are not going to Krishna. They are on the same road, but they are going away from Krishna. So there is one path, but though some take a step to Krishna forward and some take a step away from Krishna. So that is their problem. Everything is resting on Krishna's energy. Therefore, without Krishna's shelter, nothing can exist. Krishna is the supreme ruler because everything belongs to Him and everything exists on Him. His energy, Krishna being situated in everyone's heart, is the supreme witness. The residences, countries or planets on which we live are also Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate goal of shelter, and therefore one should take shelter of Krishna either for protection or for annihilation of the distress. And whenever we have to take protection, we should know that our protection must be living force. If we want to be protected, so some living force will protect us. Okay, that's living force will protect us. Krishna is the living entity, supreme living entity. And since Krishna is the source of all generations, or the Supreme Father, no one can be better friend than Krishna. Nor can anyone be a better well-wisher. Krishna is the original source of creation and ultimate rest after annihilation. Krishna is therefore the eternal cause of all causes. So what is actually this describing? Krishna's universal aspect. Universal aspect is here also means we are approaching Krishna through material manifestation. But there is an indirect approach. But it is for the beginner first step in God realization. So here ends this purport of verse 18. Again the two more verses is in the same vein of universal form. And then it described the demigod worship. They go to the heaven and come back and difficult process of demigod worship and easy process of worshipping Krishna. For Krishna only you have to offer simply tulsi leaves, but for demigod worship you have to do the big yajna and all this. So it is the easier and the best. So there is a comparison between the two. And then Krishna will speak actually the most confidential part. Because if I say topmost, it means I must know what are the number 1, 2, 3, then what is the topmost. So he is describing the different levels and ultimately he will speak of the topmost devotee. So here I think this verse is over. Any question or comment?
One question to you.
Yes?
You said the Paramatma form is not going to be existing when the Jiva is reaching the spiritual planet. How does it really, in the sense, the body changes to spiritual body and then the Paramatma is off?
Paramatma has need only as a well-wishing friend of a living entity in material world. As long as he has a condition and accepting the material body, super soul is with him as a well-wishing friend. But when he goes back to home and get a spiritual body, then he is in a spiritual planet where Supreme Lord is himself there. There is no need of super soul concept. Super soul concept is in the material world. Demigods have also super soul within their heart. Even up to the Brahma, there is super soul. But after that, there is no need of super soul. Like Radharani has no super soul in her heart. Krishna is in her heart, no separate super soul. Super soul is a well, Kshirodakshai Vishnu, technically. And example Srila Prabhupada will give, if the sun is on the horizon and you can put the thousand part, the sun is reflected in all those parts. So super soul is like that. So God is in his own abode, but he is also present in everybody's heart as a super soul. So that concept is only as long as we are in the material world. There is no need of super soul in the spiritual world. Therefore, Prabhupada never used Paramatmane Nama. This is material concept.
Yes, okay.
No, Paramatmane Nama, no. Paramatmane is a second stage is God realization. Yeah. First is a universal form, second stage is God in the heart, there is a Paramatma. Third stage is Bhagavan, devotional, directly to the Supreme Lord. Yes. Yes, Dinanath. Yes, everybody is following my path. Because there is only one path. They are following my path. But some are coming towards me and some are going away from me. But they are on my path. There is no other path. What Srila Prabhupada said, this is something like that. There are only two parties. One is Maya and one is Krishna. And Maya is also Krishna's. So if you are on a Krishna's party, then you are going to Krishna. But if you are in Maya's party, you are also with following Krishna through his energy, but not going towards Krishna, going towards enjoyment. But these both are ultimately, nothing exists except Krishna. This is Maya is Krishna's Maya. Devi esh gunamayi, mama Maya, mama Maya, my energy. So simply everybody is following my path means ultimately they are looking for me. But somebody is looking for me as a person, somebody is looking for me as a universe, somebody is looking for me as a Paramatma, somebody is looking for me as an enjoyment. So I am also that enjoyment. So ultimately I am the reservoir of pleasure. Whatever little pleasure you are getting, it is also coming from me. So ultimately everybody is going towards Krishna, but some are knowing it and some are not knowing it. Those knowing, they are called devotees, and those not knowing, they are called ajnanis. They are simply called ignorant. This is only the difference. Everybody is ultimately following my path means they are breathing in air which I am providing, they are living on the earth which is my consort. Earth is a Bhu Devi, Vishnu Patni. They are living on the lap of my mother earth, the mother earth Padi. They are living on the lap of my consort, Bhu Devi. They are getting the all facilities from me, so they are following my path. But they don't know I am ultimately giving them, that is their misfortune. Therefore, I send regularly my devotees to give them knowledge that they should directly come to me instead of indirectly going to the my energy. So I'm just giving this facility to them. So it is my mercy. Hare Krishna, yes.
How Arjuna and Parikshit are the soldiers?
Huh?
Arjuna and Parikshit,
no. Krishna and Parikshit are soldiers. And Parikshit, because Parikshit was in the womb of Uttara and Krishna entered into the womb of Uttara. So Parikshit said, Krishna is my brother, because he entered in the same womb of my mother. So he is my Sohadra, not Arjuna. Arjuna is the grandfather of Parikshit. Any other questions?
Universal form was a temporary form shown to Arjuna, correct?
That is called Vishwaroop.
Okay.
There is a Virat Roop, another concept, which is different than Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop Krishna shows only to the Arjuna, he showed to the Yashoda, he showed to some other people. But Virat Roop is actually...
Like the Vibhuti Yoga we discussed?
No. Virat Roop is in a second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Patal Lok is the sole of the feet of the Supreme Lord, and the Brahma Lok is the top of the head. That is called Virat Roop. It means how the universe is situated. And how, so this is a, like our body has a super soul, so it is working. It is like a soul, it is working. Similarly, universe has a soul also. The soul of the universe is a Virat Roop. You understand, like if you have a glove, the glove is made according to the hand. So the universe, the super soul of the universe is Virat Roop. So it is maintaining the whole universe. So the every part of the universe, the hairs, the trees of the hairs, and the so this is the Virat Roop. So that is a different concept. Vishwaroop is Krishna showed to Arjuna is a different concept. It has time also in that. Kala Roop. So Virat Roop and Vishwaroop are the two words. One is for meditation. This Vishwaroop is not for meditation. That Virat Roop is for meditation. The second canto, first chapter, Virat Roop is for meditation, for the beginners. But this Vishwaroop is not for meditation. So there is a very subtle difference between the two. Yes.
Yes. Brahmeti is Virat Roop or no?
No, Brahmeti is impersonal Brahm. Paramatmeti, Paramatma is the super soul, and Bhagavan, these are the three steps. So there is no, Bhagavatam has no impersonal Brahm. He said first stage is universal form, meditation on the Virat Roop, the universal body of the Supreme Lord. There is no Brahma meditation there. All this is described, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, because when Sukhdev Goswami was speaking, there were many sages there, they were not pure devotees. Some are jnanis there sitting, some are yogis sitting, so he has to give for everybody some information that what is the process. Ultimately he say, all this is okay, but ultimately devotional service is the final. So he goes like that, and ultimately he come to the conclusion. Because our audience are from different, generally if some other people from different religion come here today, then our talk will have a different approach, because we have to accommodate all the people. We have to give our own message, but still we have to accommodate. So he has to accommodate all those sages who are sitting there. And Supreme Lord is for all, you know, so he gives everybody from a whatever level he is, he has to start from there. So he has given for everybody. He is Lord of the atheist also, he is Lord of the demons also. It's not that they are created by somebody else. Even where is the Maya? Where is Maya? Maya is on the back of Supreme Lord. Where is sin? Sin is on the back of the Supreme Lord. It means those who give back to the Lord, they are in Maya. Those who are on the back of the Lord, they do sinful activities. Those who are in front of the Lord, they cannot do. It's very simple. Bhagavan ke piche Maya hoti hai. Aur paap bhi Bhagavan ke piche hai. Paap karne wale wohi kar sakte hai jo Bhagavan ko peech dete. Those who give back to the God, they can do all these things. So therefore we have to be in front of the God. Bhagavan ke saamne rehna chahiye. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Bhagavad Vani Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki
Jai.
So this is something about universal form, but we have to follow the devotional path, which is satatam kirtana yanto mam. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.